Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a young nigga still causing havoc. 3-2 backwards, I am no actor. I'm suiting up for the main event. Most of you niggas do it just to play the bench. I break it down but won't make amends. And when I heard your shit, it wasn't making sense. I remember when I ain't even have a bitch. First night of college, I was fucking twins. What they looked alike, sure they might have been. But back then was different because it was trade missing. They only fucking if you're talking different. Niggas off the loop, so ain't no playing it back. And I ain't never owned a Honda Civic. It was a rare prick without no tip. Life's better without bitter friends. Ones who care hear you in your silence. Love seems to be forever timeless. Clearing skeletons right out of closets. My thoughts leave others bothered. Like shitty particles in pissy bottles. Or saying Christians don't go by the Bible. I speak in parables to my disciples. Nigga, who do you wanna try? And I ain't rhyme with a 100 guys. I see you praying on my demise. I leave you curled with my number 9. I told I love her cause I think she fine. I leave her down for another dime. Just to catch up on a different vibe. Cause that's my spot is solidified. I'm stopping around, nigga. Yo,
do you if you promise? Manage to the heavens. Money is the answer that I leave you in a shadow. Blood don't be family. I am parabellum. No matter what they tell you, I know I am better. Character special. Say niggas started with me pulling up in phantoms. Money trust better. I am parabellum.
I'm calling notice when I need a special. But I ain't never listened to a source. My ex told me there would be nobody else. Like I have replied, that's the point. Why you always gotta make a point? Don't ever say you didn't have a choice. In my head there's another voice. But if I was fine, it's another story you ain't ready for. I'm incomparable. It's harder to see you cause I'm at another house. They know that I got a juice. You give them an inch and they run for a mile. If you let up and make up for carnival. So I'm done with the pockets, they call it dumb. If we're worrying about it, pay off something that ain't true. Niggas asking me for 16s. Like you the one giving out the deals. I'm only signing for a couple mil. You sit on the bench when I take the field. Look, parabellum, you smelling like you about to go to heaven. When you niggas try me, I feel so offended. Keep on making music like I know no limits. I'm a go-go getter, I'm applying pressure. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I take it and make it better. Now we in there doing Saturday night specials. I used to stay on the floor when I was writing these songs. Glizzy can tell you, but when I get to the top, it's gonna be worth my while. And that much more special, I promise. Yeah.
Do you if you promise? Manage to the heavens. Money is the answer that I leave you in a stress. Blood don't be family. I am parabellum. No matter what they tell you, I know I am better. Character special. Same niggas started with me. Pulling up in phantoms. Money to the stutter. I am parabellum.
My this little scowl is giving them howl. They call me cash, it's ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow, it's making a sound. It's making a sound. And my wrist is working, doing it well. Doing it well, doing it well. My digital scowl is giving them howl. They call me cash, it's ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow, it's making a sound. It's making a sound. And my wrist is working, doing it well. Doing it well, doing it well. Water, no. Using a phone, can bring me some jewelry home. Enjoy it alone. Move with the crown, don't know what these niggas be on. They shit for the low. I'm taxing this shit. Shorty, which way now? I better still go. From the weed to lean, the loud, the bricks to blow. Man, I'm up on my bucks. You try me for it. Bet you will get touched. Don't worry about who gets you. My head is a issue. Wake up in the spittle. What is the issue? I ain't trying to diss you. Get blown like a tissue. Get hit with a missile. I bet I won't miss you. I bet I won't miss you. I got green to go get you. Cross back. The life is getting so much. Man, you should be cash is ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow. It's making the sound. It's making the sound. And my wrist is working, doing it wild. Doing it wild. Doing it wild. My digital scale is giving them hell. They call me cash is ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow. It's making the sound. It's making the sound. And my wrist is working, doing it wild. Doing it wild. Doing it wild. Water known. These niggas is clones, they do everything that I'm doing and doing so wrong. These niggas is ass, I mean you shake their bone. It's father leader, but you missing a step and you off by more than a meter. And I will wanna be you, I show you the way, but I need a teacher to teach you. No need to teach you. My digital scale, God, I'm rocking the bleachers. My shit is reefer, it's prone as fuck, man. Shout out to the chief. Get money to the beepers, the fish on the catches, but the cops on the keepers. Been ducking reapers, and I do it well. Put a gram on the scale, tell my digits to scale. In the trap with an L, bitch, my name ring his bell. Cash fucking F, man, I get these niggas out. On my way to the top, man, y'all niggas been fell. My digital scale is giving them hell. They call me cash, it's ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow, it's making the sound. It's making the sound. And my wrist is working, doing it well. Doing it well, doing it, doing it well. My digital scale is giving them hell. They call me cash, it's ringing the bell. It's ringing the bell. Water, water flow, it's making the sound. It's making the sound. And my wrist is working, doing it well. Doing it well, doing it, doing it well.
Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Air It Out Radio. Let's talk with Jackie Baby. I'm your girl, Jackie Baby, and I got my
co-hostess with the mostest.
I can't say that.
Huh?
You never let me say co-hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, but it would be disingenuous if you said it.
Why?
Because.
I mean it when I say it.
I don't know that.
I mean it.
I don't know that.
I think you have the mostest everything.
Oh, shit. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you doing, Nassau North?
I'm good. I'm a survivor today.
You are a survivor.
I am a survivor. I survived my first year of marriage.
Well, congratulations. So did I.
Oh, shit. It was crazy. I wanted to, like, kill you every day. I was, like, putting poison in the Cheerios.
I know my toes bothered me a little bit.
Oh, man. Well,
no wonder I kept getting sick. I thought it was the pregnancy.
No. This was the cyanide. It didn't work, though, so you're a survivor, too. Congratulations.
I survived the double whammy because I survived your baby.
You're my little teeny baby.
And this marriage, yes.
Wow. First year. It was like.
I need a ribbon.
You do. It was like, oh,
maybe
shit.
Like a black, you know.
A black ribbon is kind of dark.
Well, you tried to kill me.
I did a few times. You bought that shit, though.
I bought it.
Yeah, because I told you I have nightmares and shit. Remember in the wedding vows, I was like, I give you my whole soul, even though I have nightmares and I might try to kill you in your sleep twice.
That was not part of your vows.
You sure?
I was there.
I know you were there, but was you there?
I was there, and I don't remember that. I remember something about all the minutes and all the hours.
No, stop telling me. Sound like a bitch. Joey, I ain't say none of that shit. I was in there like, you going and this, and you going to cook, and you going to be barefoot, naked, in the kitchen, pregnant. For the whole marriage. That's what I said.
That's what you said.
That's what I said. I ain't seen none of that talk shit. I don't believe that. Is it, y'all can catch it on my new album coming out called I'm Married to Myself, Volume 1.
Married to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you do say I'm a lot like you.
Which is
weird.
I'm the
female version of you.
Shit.
Except I'm much more that nigga than you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it. But we got somebody in the building, so stop trying to make me look like a bitch in front of my friends.
No, I'm not trying to make you look like a bitch. Right. Definitely Ottoman.
Yeah.
Ottoman.
It was a bass in my voice, yeah.
Definitely wear the pants to the family.
I wear the pants.
That's right. But you married a real one.
I did. So what's up, guests? Go ahead, state your information. I'm going to sit over here in that corner.
Hello, everybody. What's up? My name is Joey Ola. I'm an artist from Philadelphia. Here.
Born and raised in Philly.
Born and raised. I was born 15th in Clearfield.
15th in Clearfield.
Where I'm from originally. I went to Gantt Girard Academic Music Program since I was 10 years old. So I studied like the theory of music and chord progressions and all types of augmented and diminished chords, everything. I played the drums. I played percussion probably the majority of my life.
Dope.
You didn't put none of that in this thing.
How you performed, that would have been a dope performance.
I mean,
because
I feel so unprepared right now, though.
It's going to tie in.
But your bio says nothing about the school. I'm looking for drums and chords. Honestly, I haven't read past the date. I got ABD. Like she snuck that baby up on me. I get it.
No, I snuck no baby.
You did.
You kind of snuck that in me.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
There was
not snuck.
You know, no angle.
I woke up in the morning and was like, oops, you're pregnant. Say what now?
No, you woke up in the morning and was like, Happy Mother's Day. I was like, what? What? It's not my holiday. It is now. Oh.
So a little background on Joey Yola. We met him at the New Style Complex.
A few times.
Right. So the last time he was performing, almost stole the show.
I wasn't a judge, though.
You know, I was upset, right? All right.
When you asked, I don't want to talk about
it. No, you can't. I brought it up for a reason.
Hey, you know what?
He's upset. Listen. Before I leave the room.
No, I'm not. Listen.
Nobody else can hear this.
Even when you lose, you always gain. It doesn't matter because you're supposed to learn. So every time I learn, it doesn't matter what is going on. I learn from it. I take it and I embed it in my head.
And he always show up every time. He's right in there.
I work hard every day.
You got to show up and show out. I was very impressed, and that's why I was like, I don't want to do it again. I felt it was a little unfair. All the artists were amazing artists.
Except for the champ.
But the rules are the rules, except for the champ.
Yeah, I don't know how he got that belt.
I didn't judge that one.
He's lip sync.
Right.
But his song was trash anyway.
He was automatic.
He's a young boy.
Yeah, bro. I don't care. That shit was
but that performance 101.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He got it there like, I'm like, bro, what is he? Can we go to the next person, please? We got like real rappers over here.
Right.
This dude is up there Harlem shaking like P. Diddy. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. He was sitting over there in the VIP like he was about to be the ultimate spitter and shit. Come out and just disappoint my whole fucking life.
They set it up like that.
Right.
It was fucked up. It is what it is. But you showed up and showed out. It's the point.
And I was so impressed. I was like, you have to come on the show.
Right, because we now have a show.
We're here. And I'm glad you're here.
And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. So tell us about Late Nights and Early Mornings.
All right, so Late Nights, Early Mornings was my first mixtape that I dropped. I dropped it in January last year. Basically, all right, so when I started rapping, I put all of my feelings that I was going through initially at the time when I was writing it. That's where most of the songs came from, because I just figured, it's like, all right, it's your first tape. You got to gain respect from everybody, you know, rapping, period. Everybody say they rap, this and the third. I studied New World Order, and I studied Illuminati and all. I read books on Byron Fagan and everything. Those were my studies. So, and I studied psychology when I went to college. I took to it real good. So I was really trying to like implement that in my music when I first started. But
he was out here trying to hit those niggas.
He told me, like, he's gonna draw.
He was out here trying to hypnotize me.
So I was like,
don't mess with
right. I'm very impressionable. You can't be doing shit like that. I'll be shot them all up. Listening to Yo shit. Take over the world. Hey, hold on, wait. You're like, yeah, this Joey Yola spitting in it. Take over everything. What the fuck was that? Yeah, his ad-libs is all crazy as shit. To overthrow the government. Like, what? Oh, shit. Oh, shit, this is crazy.
So when I was writing, basically, it was the title. It's basically self-explanatory. Like I was, it really was late nights and early mornings. Like my brother, he's not here right now, but he basically said, like, yo, I had lost my job, and I was like, I'm on the music, and I went back to it from, you know, being younger.
Right.
But this was when I started writing my stuff down, because I was always good with literature, grammar, everything like that. I was just always scared of, you know, opinions of others and me writing my truths down. But I got in a predicament where I felt like I lost everything. So I started writing like anybody else would do, was getting high, all that extra shit. And late nights, early mornings came about. And when I was writing it, it was like, it would be 7 at night and go straight through all night. My brother will wake up and get ready to go to work 6-7 in the morning. I'm finishing like maybe the third or fourth song, you know, and I'm just still writing. He's like, all right, I'm about to dip to the room. You want to stay here? I'm like, yeah. By this time, I finished high school. I got kicked out of college. I had jobs.
Right.
I was like, I'm about to chase this dream. So I was just going to sit there all day and write it. He'll come back home. I have everything written. Blah, 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 blah. Spit it to him. He'll tell me what was hot, what was not. And I go right back to the drawing board. It'll be around the same type time, 6 p.m., something, 7 p.m., every day. Like, I didn't stop once I started. Like, I never stopped.
So how long did it take you to complete the album or the mixtape?
When I started, I was writing a lot of freestyle. I started writing songs first, but five of the songs was, like, corny. And to me, and then I was writing freestyles. By the time it came for me to drop the tape, it took me probably about 8 months, maybe about. No, I'm lying. Let me think.
Can I have your paper?
It probably took me about like 4 months, 5 months.
Can I have your paper?
Probably
about
4 or 5 years. And I dropped it in that January. I wanted to drop it by my birthday, and my birthday is January 4th. So.
And where do you record?
I started from basements to,
uh-huh.
Then I finally got all the way to 444 at Spring Garden, but I was recording all over the place. I was just trying to find quality and quantity sound.
Right,
like,
right.
Anything, quality and quantity from the microphone, and I was ready to go, but I couldn't. And then I was running into producers that was like artists themselves.
Uh-huh.
So it was like hard to get my stuff done because they was trying to push their stuff on me
at the same
time, stuff like that. So I probably went to about 11 producers.
So when you say...
now five throwing papers.
Yeah, he's definitely the comic relief on the show.
I'm just out here trying to live.
Hi, everyone.
I'm stuttering. That's because 9-5 probably hit me with a paper. And he tried, yeah.
Can I have your paper?
No, you can't have no more papers.
You mean like, you got like 6 of them. They all say the same thing.
No more papers. Oh, my God. So, you said your first mixtape was very emotionally driven, right?
Yeah, like I was.
What you were feeling.
Yeah.
Take over the world.
What's the strongest
emotion? So, basically, it was the emotion of me having to hold back on what I wanted to talk about first. Plus, me rapping. I told you, when I started, I was putting out videos because I knew I was going to have to make everybody know that I really do this. Like, this is what I do. And I just had doing that. People was talking. Like, I had a couple of people saying stuff in the beginning, and I ain't really know how to go about it because that's just what comes with it. But at first, I didn't know. And I wanted to write about where I wanted to be in the end. I wanted to write about how I was feeling at the appointed time, if I was feeling cocky or whatever. That's where cocky came from. I wanted to write about... I wanted to write about just being automatic in senses of when you're called to do something, you just want to do it. You don't want to be stagnant in the thoughts of everything and trying to... You want to, if that's what you're called to do, you want to work at that, make that work at your craft and be the best you could be at it without any of this bullshit from everybody else. Be automatic at what you do. And it's like, that whole tape, I just wanted to push.
Can't than you, Scott. No.
I just don't want any spit in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, she likes that shit.
I can't do it.
So, yeah, I want to know what was on that first album. Like, I'm so curious. Like, I'm thinking of all types of mind control shit right now. Joey, we can take over the fucking world. Think about it, bro. I bring the paper airplane, and you bring the subliminal messages. We could take over. Fuck that.
I seriously, that was my goal. I'm not trying to sound crazy, but I already, that's what they do. They just, everything that's going on in your life, they just tear you down. Like, that's all, once they come to you. But that's just the average, thought standpoint from everybody. It's deeper things you can indulge into, but it's like.
Right.
She's not giving me no more paper.
Pay attention to the interviewee.
I am. Joey, yo, we having a great time right now. We having a great time.
I've
got to have a
conversation
here.
Me too.
I got with 9-5's personality at Lyric.
Yeah, I got issues.
So,
but everybody that meet me know. You knew I had issues and you fucking married me and gave me kids. Like,
because I wanted to save you from the, I wanted to save the world from you.
How?
Sorry. Because I knew it was only going to get worse if nobody put a stop to it.
I guess
you're
right. Oh, you're making me blush. Can I have another piece of paper?
No, sir.
Oh, I ain't that cute then. Wait, I lost all my talking points.
Well, no, I'm not going to give you. Can you read from far?
No, you got to let me see it close.
So we got a couple songs. All right. Which song would you like us to play first? And you introduce a song. Tell us what is the song about. We'll play it so our listeners can listen to your music. And what's the subliminal message behind
it?
I was ready for it. I was like, yes, I got it. But that was a good one.
And so what I did was, I still was like, I didn't refrain from doing it. I said a couple bars, probably in a couple songs. I couldn't, I couldn't tell you right now off the bat. But it's definitely a couple bars about things that they do and how they try to mind control. And
when you say they, who is they? Who are you referring to?
White people. Right?
Secret societies is more than just the Illuminati. It's skulls and bones. It's, matter of fact, they masturbate over the corpse over a corpse in general. Period. Just to bless the album before they used to drop it.
Like DMX.
That was
he got blood on his dick because he fucked the corpse. For real, he said it. So that was probably where he got that from.
Yeah.
Shout out to DMX, man. Free my man.
Hey, cocky, because I was just talking about my feelings and whatever, and cocky was.
Well, you didn't send me cocky.
What you got?
Look at
you. Sent me.
Send me.
Accolades.
Bag chasing.
Come around.
And parabellum.
All right.
How you pronounce that word again?
You could play.
Parabellum.
I love that Puerto Rican shit.
Come around. All right, everyone, this is Joey Yola. Mm-hmm. Come around.
Make a plan, write it out. Integrity is the key to success. I know it now. The plan was to make about 350. Just to bring a mountain crowd around. More of the story, turn your hand on a man. Then you dug up a grave and one for yourself. No expectations or disappointments could make a break me. I'm a child of Yah. I've been anointed. Got demons in me, I'm accountable for. I work with dark parts of myself till illumination. Now I'm isolated from the generation who was brainwashed, not authenticated. Revenge, lust, ambition, and pride could all be of good intentions. Just don't have a supply for plain living and high thinking. I know more than some worthy work. Look how I show what I'm worth. I was taught never take shit off consignment. I was given the assignment. Started picking up my lineup. I feel like Popovich, there ain't no stopping this. I'm the ball shooter opposite, tying this up like it's dominatrix. Tell my mama, look how I made it over all of the negative comments and conversations. Like, what? Man, this shit, I said, I do. My 16s be like, how true the move? Over some time, I lost some screws off that K2. Designer shoes, laying out your rules. You got a name because of what your man would do. You the type that want to talk guns and then shoot. But this for them niggas who wanted to say that my style wasn't all right. This for them niggas that said I was playing and wasn't gonna never drop late nights. If it's on sight, then we taking the quick route. Down the bottom, in that fast out. We keep you close to niggas in line.
Like, who got next? Like, who got next? Like, y'all niggas don't
care about who got next, nigga. Y'all cocky nigga rapping straight up from the slums. Told him I could get it done. The fight is in me, but you niggas ain't trying to do one. So I'm riding with a drum. You're never too old for your karma to get you. I know it cause I've seen it more than once. My insecurities would eat me alive if I never spoke about my skeletons. Keep alliances with killers I'm never telling on. Said because I had a father figure rapping something that I shouldn't settle for. But no, I ain't tripping cause I keep my eye on the prize. I stay to myself, remember my name if I'm dead or alive. No, it's all for the wealth. No, I am not average, they tell me it's real. But you asking for help. You wanted to rock and I gave to die. But you fucked it all up.
You can win some, lose some, long as the outcome's incoming. I've been shooting, I ain't missed one. Yeah, nigga.
Hey, man.
Late night.
Late night, early mornings, man. 1-4. Oh, man.
Taylor.
They thought I couldn't do it. But I'm here, and I'm staying on my own tent. That's what men do. No far shit to be as that. I'm gone.
And it's like six of y'all. That's the most people I ever
had.
Oh, I got five.
I
have six.
Let's talk with Jackie Baby. This is Jackie Baby.
I thought you was going to say it.
My hostess with the mostest.
No, co-hostess with the mostest.
You know I have a Puerto Rican tongue.
Oh, my God.
My
yes, you do.
Co-hostess with the mostest.
Oh, the long-ass wedding crown on me.
And
I'm
five
stuff.
More.
Oh, yo, I'm here.
Hey.
I'm having a great time. Our guest is having a great time. Cameraman having a great time.
Everybody
having a great time. My live. Shout out to my live, man. It's the most people I ever had on there, man. I just thank y'all for believing in me. Mom, Dad.
Tell everyone.
Auntie T.
Hey, Jennifer.
Joey Yola.
Joey.
Yo.
So, you know, we here, man. And you got me thinking heavy now. Now you put me in my duffel.
Yeah, I put you in your duffel.
You put me in my duffel. Now I'm thinking about psychology and the effects it has on life and just the people around and trying to understand the geopolitical climate within my community.
All from one song?
Yes.
Yo, that's
Do
dope.
I have a song? Like one song?
Now I feel like I can save the world.
Oh.
And shit, that's right. Donate. Save the fat bitches in the hood.
Oh, those were the
whales
he was talking about.
What other whales are there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
You crazy as hell.
Y'all
are
amazing.
Happy New Year,
yeah.
I know you love me, Kiki.
Kiki.
If you don't sing the song, I'm going to cut myself. I will paper cut my throat right now.
Why? You love Drake.
And I love pizza, but not
think,
in the same way.
Do you respect him?
What? I think he's the greatest artist of all time.
Thank you.
You can't argue with that.
Okay.
Numbers don't lie.
Do you? Okay. Do you respect him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So does that mean y'all? You know the meme. You know the meme I'm talking about.
Don't do that. She got she sent me this meme that said dudes that listen to Drake get be fucking like this and the legs was in the air and the girls were between them stroking them and shit. First of all, you know better.
We can try.
No, we can't try. What
you
the
like Drake.
Niggas
so what?
Drake can't fuck.
No, you gotta see the meme. It's crazy. Alright. Keep talking that shit. Don't forget about the washing machine last night.
Whatever.
Oh, why?
We can't try the Drake move. We're going to call it the Drake now.
No, we not. We ain't going to try shit talking
we
about nothing.
We're going on a 1-year
All
right.
And your ass still going
to
be like, no. Yeah, we still getting the grapefruit. Shout out to the grapefruit and my anniversary.
Oh, my
God. Yo, I think I got 5 people in my life right now. Dead ass, cuz. Look at that.
I
can't wait to y'all because I'm all the way over here.
You almost said it, guy.
Yeah, tuning in. So tell us about YG Entertainment, you know what I mean, what y'all stand for, what's the movement about. All
right, so it just came from my name, Yola, and then gang. So it was the entertainment.
Gang, gang.
We threw the entertainment on the end of it. You see the shirt? Come get your shirts. I mean, we got YGENT shirts. Come grab them. Yola gang. So when we... Yep.
We're going to be on Virginia Beach with these.
I straight was like, yo, what we going to – I'm like, what we going to do? My brother really came up with – real. He's like – because he just biz. Right? He make fun of everything. So he would come in the house and he'd be like, yo. He's just making fun of my name. And then one time he's like, yo, look, gang. And we was like, yo, it's just going to be like Yola Gang. So we started, we actually had hoodies in the beginning that just said straight Yola Gang, and then we eventually made YGNT stuff and I put the ENT on the end of it. But the entertainment was just like, all right, I'm the artist, but we got a team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entertainment. Like, it's not just me coming out here. It's not just me. I don't get to these shows by myself. I don't, you know, sit by myself and think of half of it. I do the music, like, you know, and some of the concepts from videos might come from songs and stuff like that. But it's a whole bunch. I mean, I got my manager right here. I mean, I got my cameraman right there, but that's all family. Like, I mean,
right,
my brother, he's like, he's crazy with numbers. So he'll be an accountant type time, you know. Like, we got everybody. Well, my best friend, she just got her degree
uh-huh.
in event planning. So she's about to do the all every event, everything. She's going to be on it. Like, we already knew it was going to be that. So we just said, YGNZ.
Okay. So it's growing.
So I need to join because I feel like I can start rapping. Because the way my voice sound on this thing, on this mic, it's like butter. Like, this shit is beautiful.
It's
like
crispy.
Right? It's like butter.
Shout out to
Fire Chick.
Shout out to Fire Chick.
Where you at, Fire Chick? Shout out to Fire Chick. Air It Out Radio. Make sure you tune in to airitoutradio.net.
Yeah.
You can call in. Number press one.
Shout out my mom. My mom is on live.
Shout out Miss Yola.
My mom has been on live since we got on.
Shout out. Yeah, it's going down there. So YG Entertainment. Yo, shout out your brother, too, man, for really,
yo,
you know what I mean?
Glizzy.
For pushing you. I mean, your whole story, that's why I am.
If it wasn't for him, this nigga makes fun of everything. And I'm telling you, anybody that know him, it is hilarious. Like, you can't stop him from it. I told him he'll make a joke out of a funeral. Like, this dude know how to make anything funny. And I'm like,
I know somebody like that.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, yo, when it first happened, like, we all used to just rap. Like, he didn't, but a couple of us used to just rap, get high, and rap.
Uh-huh.
And with this one, but I never used to rap like on some serious shit because I never wanted to be on no tight time. Like, all right, if I do something, I want to be the best at it. So when I started rapping, I would just get high and just say, you know, dumb shit that come to mind. This one night, I was like, man, let me think. Let me try to say something. And I kind of said a little something. So niggas like, yo, what'd you say? I was like, I don't know. Boom, boom, boom. So niggas like, yo, you scared to write something? Like, it eventually went to that conversation. So I was like, y'all crazy. Because I do this. Like, I do English. I do literature. I do grant. I do this. Like, I sat there and wrote something. I spit it for them. Right after I wrote it, he told me, like, yo, if you don't keep going after that, bro, you got to go. Like, we not stopping. I was like, yo, you serious? He was dead serious. He wasn't laughing. He was. It was.
So how important is your support system, do you think?
Your support system is
your support system.
Yeah,
it's everything.
Yeah. It's imperative that you have a good support system. You'll crumble.
Like, a good house needs a good foundation.
Yeah.
Like,
you
this house,
you shouldn't even, like, know, like, who the boss is or anything. Like, you should, everybody.
Jackie's the boss.
Yes.
But that's what it should be, though. I mean, if you marry, I guess.
Yeah, it's like new age slavery.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So, if you guys need an architect to design your YG headquarters,
yeah.
I am available. This right here on display right now is my treehouse. As you can see, I built a solid foundation out of a sequoia tree, and then we put the top with the roof. Why are you shaking your head like that?
Listen, Yola, listen to me.
Why are you so upset?
Let me tell you how this motherfucker.
Wow.
Wanted to spend our anniversary trip in a tree house.
Tell me that's not the dopest thing you ever heard.
That could be dope.
What?
That
could
be dope.
Look,
that could be dope.
So,
it's not where you're at, it's what you do. And it's what you bring.
And we going to be fucking.
Y'all going
What? Yeah. What you mean? Shit. I'm trying to fuck in the tree house.
What?
How many people can say that, right? I'll be like,
tree house is stereotypically said to be for kids.
Right.
So,
right.
Not
what's
for
intriguing
those.
Is.
The tree house is in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the
Poconos.
It's in the middle of 4-acre land.
but I got a Glock 40 with three clips. I got a Glock 40 with three clips. Yeah, we good.
Unless the supernatural comes to get you.
Right. Oh, but that's just I ain't afraid of no ghost. That ghost gonna watch a porno because I'm being that treehouse like rock and roll.
In every scary movie, when they fucking, the people fucking always die.
Yeah, but don't nobody, who else fuck with a gun under their pillow? Right. That's just how I live. This is how I live. So if you combine those things,
that's true.
So the treehouse is like a double level. It got the chairs down there. It's overlooking the lake. I'm trying to have you out on the balcony, on the roof.
The wrong turn.
Yo, I did. I actually saw that recently. I never even saw that before. Yeah.
Who killed? That's what. That's all I thought.
But the problem is, white people always want to ask questions. Hey, are you gonna kill us? No, I'm trying to shoot at a motherfucker. Hey, don't come around here. Don't bring that jalopy over here.
No.
But you hear noises, he's shooting.
Right.
He should be shooting.
And I would be face deep in you. Ain't nobody going to bother us. The murderer going to walk up like, oh, I guess they're busy. I'll come back later.
No.
So now we got to go to Virginia Beach to this haunted looking ass bed and breakfast. I think that shit is haunted. And if a ghost steal my car keys, your fault. All the people in the pictures of this fucking bed and breakfast look like they're trying to get out. And you're like, oh, it's going to be nice. And we should have went to the treehouse. Because, so, yeah, everybody agreed the treehouse would have been better.
Yeah, majority.
Majority rule.
Majority rule.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, it's too late now.
It's never too late.
Maybe next time.
Next year, I don't even think we're going to make it. Oh, my God.
Wait.
What?
For life. You said for life, right?
Yeah.
You said for life, right?
What's the average lifespan of a North Philly? It's like 3 years.
No.
I'm going to be dead next year.
No.
I plan on dying, leaving you with all your responsibilities.
You're becoming extinct. No, sadly to say, you're becoming extinct, though.
Yeah. Definitely. And look, I'm marked.
I'm taking you out of North Philly.
You're not going to kidnap me.
Y'all taking each other out of North.
That's right.
Aw. You're so sweet. You heart me.
I heart you.
You are fucking insane.
Yeah, we're going to edit this and put emojis.
Yeah, that shit going to be lit.
We're
going
to have y'all pop. All
right, so let's listen to another song.
All right, so I kind of want to hear.
I want to hear Parambella Bellum.
You so Puerto Rican. So that word says
Parabellum.
Yeah, I went to public school.
I said it in Spanish. Parabellum.
See, you wonder why you always pregnant. So go ahead. So Joey, please introduce Parabellum for us.
Parabellum. Parabellum is about being automatic, being yourself, doing what you was called to do, and truth. Basically all truth, all intimate thoughts, intimate things that happen with you and somebody else, just straight being automatic. So go listen to that. Check that out. And tell me what y'all think about that.
And right after that, we're going to play Accolade so we can get ready for your performance. You wanted to perform?
Bag Chasing.
All
that's going to be on 6901. That's the new mixtape that's coming out.
So we're going to have Parambellum.
Oh, shit. They almost even. Yeah, almost. Almost. You see this, Mom?
Stay tuned. Air It Out Radio. You're listening to
your boy made it. Oh, shit. That shit was
left.
Pair
cerebellum, semi-automatic. I'm a young nigga still causing havoc. 3-2 backwards, I am no actor. I'm suiting up for the main event. Most of you niggas do it just to play the bench. I break it down, but won't make amends. And when I heard your shit, it wasn't making sense. I remember when I ain't even have a bitch. The first night of college, I was fucking twins. What they looked alike, sure they might have been. But back then was different, cause it was trade myths. They only fucking if you talking different. Niggas off the loop, so ain't no playing it back. And I ain't never owned a Honda Civic. It was a rare prick without no tip. Life's better without bitter friends. Once you care, hear you in your silence. Love seems to be forever timeless. Clearing skeletons right out of closets. My thoughts leave others bothered. Like shitty particles in pissy bottles. Or saying Christians don't go by the Bible. I speak in parables to my disciples. Nigga, who do you wanna try? And I ain't rhyme with a hundred guys. I see you praying on my demise. I leave you curled with my number 9. I told I love her cause I think she fine. I leave her down for another dime. Just to catch up on a different vibe. Cause stepping my spot is solidified. Once I been around, yo, but I ain't never listened to a source. My ex told me there would be nobody else. Like I have a plot, just the point. Why you always gotta make a point? Don't ever say you didn't have a choice. In my head there's another voice. But if I was fine, it's another story you ain't ready for. I'm incomparable. It's harder to see you cause I'm at another altitude. They know that I gotta do. You give up my engine, they went for a mile. If you let up and make up a carnival. So I'm done with the pockets, they call it dumb. But we weren't about to pay off something that I used to do. Niggas asking me for 16s. Like you the one giving out the deals. I'm only signing for a couple mil. You still in the bench when I take the field. Look, parabellum, you smelling like you about to go to heaven. When you niggas try me, I feel so offended. Keep on making music like I know no limits. I'm a go-go getter, I'm a flyer brusher. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I take it and make it better. Now we in it do a Saturday night specials. I used to stay on the floor when I was writing these songs. Glizzy can tell you, but when I get to the top, it's gonna be worth my while. And that much more special, I promise. Yeah.
Leave you if you promise. Marriage to the heavens. Money is the answer that I leave you in a stress. Blood don't be drowning. I am bad, but I'm better. No matter what they tell you, I know I am better. Character is special. Same niggas started with me. Pulling up in phantoms. Money to the stutter. I am bad, but I'm better.
Thank you, baby, over there.
Yeah, well,
So we are back. Let's talk with Jackie Baby on Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out.
I'm your girl, Jackie Baby.
That's Jackie Baby.
This is my hostess. With the co-hostess with the mostest.
Finally, you got it right, because I thought this was going to be an all-day thing. Well, I've seen them. She never says co. So this is a co-hostess with the mostest, 95, a.k.a. 95 North, and our guy, Jerry Yola. Hello, everybody on live.
Yeah.
It's about to shut it the fudge down. Can I say fudge on live radio? Or should I just say fuck? All right. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
We're
going to
get off this.
We're going to let him go. Let him hear those B.I.
Y'all ready? Everybody ready? Everybody chasing the bag should appreciate this. It's off the 6901, too. So when I drop that, know that that's going to be on there if you give a fuck.
We give a fuck.
And, all right, I apologize. I heard y'all cursing so crazy. And I was just fucked so sick.
Be a leader, Joey.
Be a leader,
not a follower.
Be a leader.
I expect better from him.
I'm trying to get more. I think it's
like major.
Curse version song. I'm trying to get.
What's your handle?
Say it one more time.
Your handles. Where can we find you?
On
Instagram.
Instagram. Instagram is Joey_Yola, and Facebook. I don't do Twitter, Snapchat, all the rest. Everything is on all platforms, though. iTunes, SoundCloud, Tidal, Spotify, all that good stuff. Good Google Music. So,
You could definitely go grab that Late Nights, Early Mornings off all of that. And 6901 will be dropped on all platforms also.
Drop the beat, DJ.
Let's get it.
Ooh, amen.
Yeah. All right, so, sorry, we're having a bit of technical difficulties.
We're having technicals.
So I'll tell a story. So, back when I was a kid, we had a lawnmower, and it was a dangerous lawnmower.
Maybe it's the case. Can you take the case off of it?
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, pardon me. You smell good as shit. Alright. So I'm trying to get down for YG Entertainment. I'm about to submit my YG freestyle. It's my interview. So I want to be a Yola ish, you know, entertainment goer.
Do y'all like
gang?
We got some colors too.
Yeah, make sure I get these shirts. Can we just order these off Instagram? Who we hitting up on the gram?
NFS Customs.
NFS Customs, you heard it. Make sure you hit them up. You want to get a shirt. These joints are nice. It fit me good too.
Kids,
I don't look too fat in this joint.
Everybody.
That means Rainy, we gonna get you some YG stuff. Yeah, you know I mean, we got you, little baby. We gonna be out here flossing. They got towels.
Hey, y'all go to Six Flags.
Yo, we stay at Six Flags. They know us by our first name up there.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are back again. Yeah, hell yeah. We paid $320 for these passes. We gonna be up here. Yeah, all that. Well, we got like skips. Like we don't get the line. Like we so instead of getting
y'all ready? Yeah. When I stepped on the scene, I knew my role. Fuck a permissible passage. They told me it's all about who you know. I told them, cause y'all niggas average. Now I'll be the one in the plane, while you be the one to carry the baggage. Got an A in acrobatics. I had to get up my money to make it to back, but nigga can't get a hold of me now, cause I'm bad chasing this money. And I got zero times for them hoes now, so I'm back then. That was out of the porch to mix a gorilla. That made me treat this shit like it's a jungle. And I'm a rebel with shit like a flex from the niggas without even making the muscle. I was a funny around, man. That was rapping. I'll be depending on why don't you late, see? Nigga, that interest look. I threw my bitch in the nail with that ass, though. Fuck all that dead shit. They keep it concealed. We throw it in zit lock. Then we gon' dish it out. Bitch, I came in late for the hit. I'm so busy making hits and nothing additional. I can't get residuals. I can see it coming. I'm right in my pinnacle. So I let the music diffuse all attention. And they send me mentions and comments. How to support the disciples. Go to a store. Rip up the brick in the body. Slow progress is still progress. Don't let it lost to find you. I'm stuck on the money. My eyes blue. Charlie steady getting real soon. I'm a bunch of confessions, nigga. I'll see you. I'm not sure to see the way to the booth. At a play in my life, I make somebody reference on the day by 22. And nigga can't get out of the room now. Cause I'm bad chasing this money. And I got zero tiles for them hoes. Now it's from back then. I was a person with a gorilla. That made me trigger shit like it's a jungle. And I'm a weapon until like I confess your niggas without even making them. I don't go funny at home, man. Yo, was rapping. I mean, they pay me no honor to wait, see? Nigga, that's interest, look. I put my bitch in the nut with that ass, though. Fuck with that dirty shit. They keep it concealed. We throw it in zip locks. Then we go dish and look. The blue collar, the street knives, my 45 and some pocket watches. When you show the wrong hoes love, they never had to take the user this. I ride with the moon with the shaker. They probably go sign for the product. It tastes like a couple of tropics. I was handling the hoes before Bill had a pill popping. Just the lanes like I keep them logic. Fuck emotion, I'm about logic. I wish you niggas the best, but I know that y'all doing the opposite to me. If I stand in my word, I'ma keep it 100. Lie, probably no counterfeits. You bargain to get it for cheap. That's how you show up to vote about politics. Yeah, I won't cut my top. Look like Kendrick, Simon, and Todd, dog. Real niggas on my block. Come through too hot, you might get knocked off. I know my shit been hot. Knock y'all rapping straight out the radar. Nigga, I push that rock. Bitch, confusion, knock your mouth off. Forever. It's real shit, that's forever, though. It's real shit, that's forever, though. It's 6901. We all know it's forever, though. We all know it's forever, though. Let's get it. And you can't get a hold of this now, cause I'm bag chasing this money. And I got zero tiles for them hoes now, so I'm back then. That was, I'm in the porch to meet the gorilla. That made me treat this shit like it's a jungle. And I'm a rebel until I can flex you niggas without even making a muscle. I put the funny at home, man. That was rapping. I mean, depending on why don't you late, dude. Nigga, that's interest. Look, I took my bitch in the nut with that ass, though. Fuck all that dead shit. To keep it concealed, we throw it in zip lock. Then we gonna dash it out, bitch. Did
901. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out Man Radio. Shout out Jackie Baby. Shout out 95 North. Shout out Doe. Shout out Face. Shout out Ma. Love you, Mom. Thank you for tuning in. Hey. I'm just going to let that play because we're going to stay for a day. Oh, shit. I thought that. Let that shit play. We started off with that song. Don't even turn it off. Come in. Get Jackie Baby. Come in here. Come talk to us. Listen, you can't reach us because we're chasing the bag.
Chasing the bag.
Oh, fucking day. Never stop chasing. Shout out to Fire Chase. Shout out to Air It Out Radio.
Shout out to everybody in the live. Shout out to everyone in the live.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in this evening. We will see y'all not next Thursday because Jackie going to be recovering. But the following Thursday, we'll be back here live again. She's going to be recovering, bro. I'm going to try to kill her ass. Yeah, make sure.
Big boy.
Make sure you check us out on Instagram. Follow me at 95 North.
Jackie Baby. That's JACQUIEBABY.
And I'm Joey Yola. That's Joey_Yola. Late nights, early mornings. 6901. Let's get it.
All right. Give me 10 radio as well.
And Real Fire Chick. Follow them. And drop that song again so we can just party on the way out. Can you just hear that again? Is that readily available to be played again?
So I think so.
Is it possible?
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for smelling so good.